the Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the Midday News for Tuesday, March 27. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, General Secretary of the DPSU Thomas Leyte says progress is being made on port workers' behalf. Antigua opposition senators appointed, and protests after Russian shopping mall fire leaves 41 children dead. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash.
Want to win some cash back? Get a cash loan of up to $10,000 from Quartz with up to 24 months to repay. That's not all. Get a chance to win the value of your loan in cash. Yes, you heard right. Plus, no security required. It does not get any better than that. A cash loan from Quartz of up to $10,000. And a chance to win the value of your loan in cash. Hop it down to a Quartz store near you. The promotion ends March 31st. See in-store for details. Quartz, bringing value home.
Are you interested in traveling the world? How about doing some home renovations? Or maybe you'd like to upgrade your business for maximum profitability? Then it sounds like you need Fast Cash. Well, Dominica, we're here for you. Come into Fast Cash to apply for your loan today. Whether you need a consumer-based or business loan, we're located at 1921 King George V Street, Rosa Dominica, and on the corner of Bay Street and Hillsborough Street, Portsmouth. Telephone 488-3278. Smarter, faster, better. Fast Cash.
Labour Party event coordinator and supporter based in the United States, Vilma Williams, is now championing all Dominicans to vote for a new political party to assume the role of government in the next general elections. Vilma Williams, also known as Jackie Girl, as she is called, has constructively criticized the Skerrit administration in Dominica based on the work it has done over the past 15 years as Dominica's body.
When you vote a prime minister, what are you voting him for? To fix your roads, to build your school, to empower the people. He's not competent no more. I'm not about support. Prime Minister, my country come first. All you have it wrong. If you when you follow in a prime minister or a president, if they're not doing what you vote them in, you vote them out. You don't stay in a party that don't treat your country right. What are you talking about if I'm not supporting him? The truth is the truth. Can you see my village? Why would I vote for a prime minister like that? Keep on loving somebody like that. It's just like your husband. If the husband not treating you right, you divorce him. What's wrong with all you? All you have it twisted. Skerrit is not competent no more. He's not empowered the young youth. Why would I vote him? I want better for my country. Simple. It's not about support him or not support him. I still love him. But he's not ready yet. He gotta go. Simple.
General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, Thomas Leyte, says after meeting with DASPA's executive on March 21st, progress is being made on port workers' behalf regarding ongoing negotiations between DASPA and the DPSU. Leyte also emphasized the offer tabled by DASPA has been rejected by the port workers. As a result, the DPSU General Secretary says his executive is looking forward to engage DASPA again to conclude salary negotiations for the 2014-2016 triennium.
Well, we met last week Wednesday and then we had some discussions. We were able to make some progress on the non-salary matters, but on the salary, we have a proposal which we took to the members, but that was not accepted, so it's very likely that we'll have to meet again and to see how we can work it out. But I think we are very optimistic that we may arrive at an agreement very soon. And as we keep on saying, the people, we are looking at 2014, 2016. That is something that should be behind us. And the issue had nothing to do with salary increase. It had to do with getting to the table and starting negotiations in earnest. And that has happened. And it's just a matter of continuing.
Dominica has launched a new initiative to improve safety at its schools during and after a disaster. The Safe Schools Emergency Preparedness Program was launched at the Goodwill Parish Hall on Monday.
1 week ago, we launched the National Safe School Program and convened the inaugural meeting of the National Safe School Policy Committee. a broad-based multi-sectoral committee with the mandate to provide policy advice and guidance and technical support and supervision to facilitate the smooth transition of all project activities. This program, which is supported by the Caribbean Emergency Management Agency, CIDIMA, will see us working at ministerial level on policy capacity building in the area of disaster management, school assessments, and action plans. However, today we are here for another launching along similar lines, but with a major difference. We are here to launch a critical phase of the Safe School program, one that is needed as we get nearer to the opening of another hurricane season. Today, we launch the disaster preparedness program at school level. Hence, the need for all principals of primary and secondary schools to be here. We are embarking on a journey to ensure that by the time school closes in July, all schools will have a basic school emergency operation plan that will help them to deal with disaster events identified by them and which will be based on the vulnerabilities within their school location.
That was Chief Education Officer Melina Fontaine. Meantime, Minister for Education Peter Saja says moves to create greater safety at Dominica's schools during and after a disaster were on the cards prior to Hurricane Maria.
Before the passage of Hurricane Maria, the Ministry of Education had actively sought to develop and implement disaster plans for all our schools. We have had support in this venture from the ODM, the Office of Disaster Management. And I am aware that the Chief Education Officer, Mrs. Fontaine, was very eager to get the project going at our schools. Since Maria, however, we have seen enthusiastic support coming from friendly international organizations that mirrors our exact plans to increase the capacity of our schools to respond to emergency situations. Let me say that the Ministry of Education and the government of Dominica are immensely grateful for the quick response of our partners, UNICEF and IsraAid, who came to our assistance in the immediate aftermath of the hurricane. Representatives of both organizations have been on the ground since last year, assisting in several areas of need.
The National Youth Council of Dominica has thrown its support behind making Dominica the first climate resilient nation in the world. Communications officer at the NYCD, Paul Barron, says the youth plays a vital role in the development of a country. He says the young people of Dominica must be on board with this goal of transforming Dominica into the first climate resilient nation in the world.
Over the course of the last couple weeks, we have engaged young persons throughout the island in a respective community outreach, meeting with young leaders and youth groups and getting an idea from them of how they view Dominica now at this point and how they see themselves engaging and being part of the process. We have a unique situation whereby Dominica's youth forms the greater or larger portion of our population, and that is also endemic to a number of other countries throughout the world. The young persons also have increasingly a strong and social and environmental awareness, which has the power to transform societies towards a low carbon and a climate resilient future. The council recognizes the key role that young persons can play in tackling climate change, and will seek to work closely with youth-led and youth-focused organizations within the Dominican society to empower youth to take adaptation and mitigation actions and enhance effective participation of youth in climate change policy decision-making processes, as we have seen.
Barron says the climate change fundamentals need to be integrated into the school's curriculum.
If we are to transform our society for ideas, education and culture is often the first place to start. It means that the way and what we teach our young people have to change. And so climate change fundamentals in the national curriculum would be a step in that direction. Largely, the council sees the way forward basically as the work undertaken with and by youth has been crucial to the ambitions of the government. Tackling climate change requires a concerted and coordinated government action as well as conscious and informed efforts by individuals. Therefore, it is essential to strengthen both the formal and informal education on climate change and viable lifestyles. In addition, sustainable production and consumption patterns must be promoted and youth supported as environmental champions in their various communities. We also will seek to look at the ways in which we can engage or facilitate young persons in adopting what we call green jobs, jobs in relation to climate change, whether it be the use of renewable, non-renewable energies or engineering or things of that nature. Even anywhere from being able to have a skilled labor force to sort of have the readily available hands on deck, especially as we see now with the country having to be engaged in a massive reconstruction effort.
You're listening to Q95's Midday News. Public Relations Officer of Domlek, Adina Bellot-Valentine, has reiterated the company's commitment to restore electricity to the entire country. She says power has been restored to some communities over the past few days.
We have brought in, as I said the last time I was here, we have 40 Jamaicans on island. We have the crew. They are located, some of them, most of them are located in the Rosalie area. So they are going to be working on in that section of the island. And we have also employed a number of locals to work alongside them. So the work is continuing. We have energized a number of other areas. I know the villagers of Point Michel are very happy. We have seen some progress in Loubière, Leopoldville. We've seen some progress in St. Joseph. So Layou, St. Joseph Highway, Ochobando area, and Sires in St. Joseph, those areas have been energized. And so the work is continuing. The Edgeville lines actually on the coast is all the way down to Coolabah Street. So we are working. We have Edgeville lines in Tetmon, in Grand Bay. And so we continue to work and to work to as best as we can to restore everybody's power. We know, you know, the persons are getting tired and a little agitated, which is understandable, but we will all be thankful for now the progress that we have made when we woke up on September 19th, what we saw in 2017. And so our guys are working extremely hard, long hours out there in the field, and so we have to appreciate the work that is being done.
Meanwhile, senior customer service representative at Domlek, Edison Seja, is reiterating the importance of bringing the electrical certificates from the electrical division to Domlek to continue the process of getting electricity reconnected. This is one of a few issues which has surfaced as the company continues efforts to reconnect electricity across the island.
This is what we need to do. We need to carry out a pre-check, bring your private electrician to your house to ensure that your wiring is in order. The electrical division will come in, test. Once it passes, you take your electrical fitness certificate, come to Domlek. Domlek will execute it by sending your team to the field to ensure that you are reconnected. Some of the informations that we want, Adina, while you're on this, is the importance of bringing right information to Domlek. Because on a number of occasions, the guys on the ground may not take the meter number. So if your meter, like for example, the Rosu, the customers, most of our customers, the meters were removed after the hurricane. We ceased that practice. We are not doing that anymore. So that meter would have been on your house. So we are telling you, draw that to the attention of your customer, of your electrician, and get him to write the meter number on your electrical fitness certificate. Mm-hmm. That helps with accurate information to the company.
He says accurate directions or addresses are also very important. This, he says, hinders the reconnection process greatly.
And you know, we have a period of within 7 days to restore the power. And we went on all about 12, 13 days looking for someone who lives in Kingsville. Kingsville alone is not a very good location to find Majo, who I'm just using for his yes, song on the street. Do you understand? So break it down and let us know if that person has a nickname, a prominent standpipe, a streetlight, or a pole number. You know pole numbers?
Yeah.
Pole numbers are very, very helpful in finding customers.
Still a on the local scene, a new government housing program for the East will bring relief to 400 families. Government and contractors, Montreal Consulting Establishment, MMCE, unveiled plans for the state-of-the-art apartment units in Dallas on Friday. Parliamentary representative for the Laplaine constituency, Peter Seja, says the apartment units will transform that constituency.
Consider with me one moment the radical transformation that is about to take place here at Fort Thomas in Dallas and at the old public work site in La Plaine with the erection of these two massive structures. Two apartment buildings shall be constructed at Fort Thomas between the school and the headquart, and two in La Plaine on the site of the old public works at La Plaine. Together, my friends, my people, together, we will have well over 120 apartments. And you who have no land, you who have no home, and seemingly no hope of having a home of your own, you shall be the proud owners of these apartment buildings.
He says Rivière Cerie, Camon John, and Grandfort will benefit from the government housing initiative.
A modern, state-of-the-art apartment building for you, the people of Rivière Cerie, right on this site, and for the people of Montjean. While we have a little difficulty with finding the right site for the construction of one of these large buildings, we will address your housing issues by providing you with appropriate high-end housing. And for the people of Grandfort, we shall be constructing for you two apartment-type buildings that will provide accommodation, top-of-the-line accommodation, for no less than 100 families.
Meantime, project manager of the Montreal Management Consulting Establishment, Christopher Timmons, says the apartment units are designed to be of high standard.
Each apartment block that we're going to build is designed to be hurricane resistant. It's designed to be seismic resistant. It will have laminated safety glass, impact resistant, similar to a car windscreen. Each building is going to contain 4 3-bedroom units of just over 1,100 square feet. It will contain 22-bedroom units of 870 square feet approximately, and 9 1-bedroom units of just under 600 square feet. And I think to bring that into perspective for people, because square feet is difficult to imagine, a standard 2-bedroom house in the United Kingdom is 600 square feet. So you are getting a 2-bedroom apartment here, which is 35% larger. This is not cheap housing. This is not social type housing. This is good quality housing designed to go into the next century. As I mentioned before, the structures are designed to withstand hurricanes, seismic forces. The structure will withstand the worst that nature can throw at it. I'm not going to stand here and say it won't get some impact damage or might lose some gutter if we have another Maria, but it will be habitable afterwards. Of that, I am confident.
And Minister for Foreign Affairs of Francine Baron says the Colombian government will assist in the production of a new variety of cassava in the Calinagua territory. That information following a meeting on Friday with Colombia's foreign minister. She says the initiative has been successfully accomplished in Jamaica.
The hope is that the Calinagua experience will be used for the introduction of the new varieties throughout the island. In fact, we've agreed that the persons from Jamaica who have successfully worked in the cassava industry can come to Dominica to share their experiences, to share what they have learned, and to share the do's and the don'ts in relation to cassava production. and we expect to benefit greatly from that experience.
Meanwhile, Barron says during the visit of the Colombian minister, discussions were held for the establishment of a cassava processing plant within the Calinagua territory.
We have also discussed cooperation with Colombia in the establishment of the cassava processing plant using Colombian technology. This would allow us to significantly upgrade cassava processing capacity in the territory, allowing for improved productivity and hence the export not only of farine and cassava bread, but also of cassava flour, cassava mash and other products.
In other news this afternoon, Sean Nicholas, opposition United Progressive Party senator in Antigua, said that the public can expect a more intense debate from her and her colleagues in the upper house. She said that the four UPP senators will be working assiduously to support the opposition's lone member of parliament, Jamal Pringle. Coming out of the general elections, a lot of us have gotten tougher and are now willing and able to carry the fight and to carry it to the next election cycle, Nicholas said. Nicholas, along with Richard Lewis, Debani Tabor and Jonathan Joseph will represent the opposition's interests in the upper house. They received their instruments of appointment from Governor General Sir Rodney Williams on Monday. The party released a statement on Sunday indicating that there was a list of 8 highly deserving persons, but only 4 could be considered. And hundreds of people protested in the Siberian city of Kemerovo on Tuesday, calling for a full investigation into a shopping mall fire that claimed the lives of 64 people, 41 of them children. Russian President Vladimir Putin, who flew to the city to offer his condolences to the victims' families, declared a national day of mourning for Wednesday. Putin blamed the blaze on criminal negligence and promised that those responsible would be held accountable. The fire tore through the Winter Cherry shopping mall on Sunday, the first weekend of spring school holidays, trapping many families who had gathered at a children's play area and movie theater there. Russian investigators said the mall's fire exits were blocked and an alarm system turned off, and witnesses described panicked scenes as shoppers attempted to flee that building. And that's your midday news, but first, a recap of our headlines. General Secretary of the DPSU, Thomas Leyta, says progress has been made on port workers' behalf. Antigua opposition senators appointed, and protests after Russian shopping mall fire leaves 41 children dead. The news is brought to you compliments, Courts, Dominica Limited, and Fast Cash. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.
Hour news, as it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens.